Page 55. The Remains of the Day.
As it happened, when she entered my pantry that evening, I was not engaged in professional matters. That is to say, it was towards the end of the day, during a quiet week, and I had been enjoying a rare hour or so off duty. As I say, I am not certain if Miss Kenton entered with her vase of flowers, but I do recall her saying, "Mr. Stevens, your room looks even less accommodating at night than it does in the day. The electric bulb is too dim for you to be reading by." "It is perfectly adequate, thank you, Miss Kenton." "Really, Mr. Stevens, this room resembles a prison cell. All one needs is a small bed in the corner, and one could well imagine condemned men spending their last hours here." Perhaps I said something to this, I do not know. In any case, I did not look up from my reading, and a few moments passed, during which I waited for Miss Kenton to excuse herself and leave. But then I heard her say, "Now I wonder what it could be you are reading there, Mr. Stevens." "Simply a book, Miss Kenton." "I can see that, Mr. Stevens. But what sort of book? That is what interests me." I looked up to see Miss Kenton advancing towards me. I shut the book, and clutching it to my person, rose to my feet. "Really, Miss Kenton," I said, "I must ask you to respect my privacy." Any butler who regards his vocation with pride, any butler who aspires at all to a dignity in keeping with his position, as the Hayes Society once put it, should never allow himself to be off duty in the presence of others. It really was immaterial whether it was Miss Kenton or a complete stranger who had walked in at that moment. A butler of any quality must be seen to inhabit his role, utterly and fully. He cannot be seen casting it aside one moment simply to don it again the next, as though it were nothing more than a pantomime costume. There is one situation, and one situation only, in which a butler, who cares about his dignity, may feel free to unburden himself of his role. That is to say, when he is entirely alone.
Kazuo Ishiguro, The Remains of the Day, 1989.